Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today we're holding Tzabach Vav, where, again, we're still dealing with the refutations that there were to the Tzdukim and Tzadok advices, that they came and they said that the Mimachros HaShabbos means they after Shabbos Bereshis. On a Sunday, Shmuas always comes out on a Sunday. The Ksiras HaOmer will come out always on a Sunday. It means the Sunday always following Pesach. It has to come on a Motzoi Shabbos, the Ksiras HaOmer, and the beginning of the count will start on Sunday. Therefore, till Melim comes out that Shavuos, that was the reason even that they made a Yontif for this. And that's the different riyas that we brought, that it's not like that. Before we begin, Tosfos comes and Tosfos says, or Tzavachayim and Beis, that says, Usfartam lochem shetei svir lochol echad v'echad. We have different ways to explain, first of all, what it means, shetei svir kol echad v'echad. The push in a way is that it would be, what is the chiddush? That everybody has to do it. Everybody does it as an individual, not a bezdin. That's one way. The singular lashon of where it says it would say the Safarta, I suppose, the Lusfartem, the Safarta would mean Besdin. There's one body that does it, and now instead it says multiple people do it, and the Rabbim does it. The other way is, and the way some learn it, is because there's a din that everybody has to do it himself, and that he cannot be Yitzhak with somebody else with a din of Shemaya Ka'ina. Perhaps the bracha he could, but not the count. The count has to be done by every individual. It can't be done with Shemaya Ka'ina. And that's one machlaikus that we have. Tosfos, on the other hand, comes over here and he says, Tosfos, Divrei HaMashgil, Svartam Lachem, Shetei Sfira L'chol Echad V'Echad, Gavei Yovel, by Yovel, what does it say? Svartam Lach, Ya'abezdin Ka'omar. That by Yovel, when you count the Shemitahs to come to the 50th year, the Safar Talach, the Abezid Ka'amar Lahu Rahmana, and that's what it's referring to over there, not like in Safar 10, but in Safar Ta. B'Shema Bezdin Seifrim Umavarchin. So it says that when Bezdin counts the Shemitahs, they don't do it, they count like Sfiris HaOmer, and they're Mavarach. Svarta says here, Svarta Machos HaShabbos, 50 days, and you make a bracha, there by then they'll have the same thing. B'Shema Bezdin Seifrim U'Mavarchin. G'may Shaon U'Mavarchin Al Sfiris HaOmer. We count, we make the bracha Shekinishanu, the Mitzvaisam, Tzivanu Al Sfiris HaOmer. They would say Shekinishanu, but Mitzvaisam, Tzivanu Al Sfiras, the Shnei Yoifel. Shemitah of Yovel, whatever the brachas, the Gabe Zava, then place that's the Barvard by Zava, the Xiv, the Safra, Lo Shayach Ba Bracha, by her you don't have a bracha. Why? Can't you just say Seres, because you don't know whether or not it's going to turn out to be a bracha lebatala, because maybe she'll be seiser. The some of those shayba bracha came and she say seres the ichazia afilu b'shvi sasra, because if she sees even b'shvi, she'll be seiser. First of all, you have to say what he means of afilu b'shvi sasra. What is he coming to tell us over here, Tosfos? It harkens back to Tosfos and Tzvachim. Remember that we had.
We
said the Rosh with the Rosh and Nida, the Raya, the Gabi Nadin of
what's this din that on the seventh day she's able to be Sicer, and in spite of the fact that it's a din of Mitzvah Sayyanka Kula, is it the pshat that it's a gilui, that the whole thing itself was not there? Was it, did not work? Or it's a new din? Remember we had a rife up Taishwitz, the Sakaksa, I'm looking over here, there's the other one over here. Yeah, do it. Remember on places we had it? On Lath Lobbit. We had it over here. I mean, this was the, it came in Shiral Sasra, Taisel Chavtesa Ben Aleph. Tais says, when we talk, Kevin Shiro Sasru, Zava Shepasku, Vishilu Lindais, Yemesi Puran, they count, Umadu Arba Chavishi Yamif, and they counted 4 or 5 days, because the Ezekari Chazkastara, Eladira Demire Mishvi Shalahan, Liakar Shetavlu, the Zav is Zav at Tvilas and Yaymi, Tavlu Mishvi, Yachakach, Nagu Bitaris, Oshim Shubarol, Yachakach, Kainam Har Shemesh, they're coming to Mafreya. Bim Hintina, Lishabesh, and Halayla, this we have, Shiles, what is the lumpness that we have over here, even after the dead of Mitzvayam Kekulo? Is Mitzvayam Kekulo just a, we have a right to assume that everything itself is fine, as long as everything turns out all right. And then, so the counting is starts from Mitzvayam Kekulo. Or the Pshat is Mitzvayam Kekulo is the sphere. Period. And it ends.
And how to do it?
But there's a new did that says that even though it's over, Ava became, if there's a Ria that comes in that day, it's Mahapach the whole thing. It's not a Gili Milsa or the fact that it wasn't Nikiyim. You can rely on the fact that it's probably okay, Nikiyim. Is that the shot? No, it seems like Nikiyim ends up at a certain point. Now there's another din that says that if there's a Ria before the end of the day, it's going to change everything. All right. So, I face it, that's how we see a riot from Tasteless over here. That's what we elaborated on when we learned it. We see over here. What? That's a random riot with a rush. In the Michas Avram has to go around that Tasteless. Or Tchavtes has to go. That's what you say that we have over here. Maybe according to that's what Tasteless is coming over here. Tabarfar, there isn't any Behuda on this Tasteless that comes to explain what this Tasteless is coming. Tice is coming over here to explain. But what we have, But the Chai, we have a thing like here in Taismas. When he's coming to tell us, he's barvarning. The why is it there's no count and no Mysosphere and no Bracha when a Zava counts? So he says, come on, because maybe she'll be Sicer. That's what Tice says. Otherwise, you'd say there's a Bracha. There's a Bracha by Sphere. There's a Bracha by the Bezdin. And there'll be a Bracha by her too. Now, Lechaira, what is the her did of Sphira? Her did is did to count? Her did is to hold the cheshbon? That's did b'dibur? I mean, we're talking over here, the suffer, she makes sure she calls a cheshbon. Over here, there's a maisa mitzvah that we have. You have to say, Hayayim kamisha yamim la'aymer. Hayayim this. If you're going to stell it to did a bezdin, Lechaira, what is it? It's a maisa Sphira? Like we have by Sphira Soeber, or by the Bezdin that we have, it's also that the Hulk have to keep judgment to know when Yovel's coming, or as a Taka Nebis, a Sphira. And even if we say like that, what's this din of Nikiyim? Nikiyim is also to count, like Sphira Soeber, or it means to hold the judgment to make sure she's able to become Tar after 7 days, and make sure you have the judgment. But there's a din to count, and verbally, to go and do that. This is, you see that what Tysus is coming to tell us over here. It's coming to say he has to come and find Teirutz, and why is it that she doesn't make a bracha even? Chiddush gadol that Tais is coming to tell us over here. The Pashas, we would say, that the din of counting Zayin Nikiyim, that's nothing at all. I mean, for Shteitz, you're going to say like this. What are you going to say by a Mitzayra? What do you say all the cases that we have? Well, that there's a din of counting. I mean, all countings are the same. Or over here, it's not like Talka Cheshman until you go and you'll count Shtei Alechem. You'll go and you'll bring the Shavuos, Shtei Alechem. What it means is Svartam Lechem, in Lachas HaShabbos, and you do a Mice and Sphira. All Spheres are the same. Tesis holds that they're the same, but in reality, we'd be able to just, where it's just a question of counting, you make Tuma, you make Tara, we would say over there it could be completely different. That we have. Same type of thing.
But there it doesn't say
Vesafra. The Kharabi, who wouldn't say Vesafra? It depends if you say Vesafra or not. They said if it says you count, counting means all those things. Let's just say, you know, that Yabashlishi Mariam Shri, you would have us all Bechatas. No, it doesn't. Maybe Kharabi, that would be maybe his riot. Good. But then again, Maybe in that itself, maybe you'd say it's not a riot. So what we have though is the following. So now the Gemara says though, here we are, Adav Samach Vav, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Aymer. Okay, does everybody have that? Shimon Elazar Aymer, Kosum Echad Aymer, Sheshis Yamim Techal Matzis. The Kosum Echad Aymer, Shivas Yamim Matzis Techelum. Is it the Din of Matzah? One hand it says six, the other hand the plus it says seven. Okay, son. Mitz a Matzah She'iyat HaYachal LeYachla. Matzah she'iyata yachal liyachla shiva mit hachadash ata yachal liyachla shisha mit hachadash. It means again, nachamu. We have what is the pasuk referring to when we have seven? What is it referring to when it has six? Matzah she'iyata yachal liyachla. Excuse me. Yeah, matzah she'iyata yachal liyachla. It's Shiva. Shiva bin Achadish. Batayachal Yaichla.
You have a great Tom Kodak.
Yeah. So it depends whether or not, if it's Yashan or whether it's Chadish. Again. But again. Matza She'iyata Yachal Yaichla. You'll have what? Where? Shiva.
Can't eat it for 7 days because of a problem
with. If you can't eat it because it's going to come out. Again, if the matzah that you catch after yachal yachla, and why can you not eat it? Because of Kaddish. Matzah she after yachal yachla. Shiva.
So the second day when you have Kaddish. When Chodesh is Mutter after the first day.
After it's going to be Mutter.
Right.
And you won't be able to. Then you'll be able to.
After the first day, it's the Chodesh. Because you brought the Eimer ready.
You brought the Eimer.
By Tuesday, if it's Holy Sunday.
Okay, good. We'll wait. So here's the Nachma. Matzah She'iyat Yachal Yachla. Get the, see the Rashi here a minute. Do we have a Rashi over here, ma'am?
Yeah.
Matzah she'iyata yachal liyachla shiva min achadish ata yachal liyachla shisha shalomachar yikrav ha'aymer.
Right.
Tomorrow, the next day, you're going to wind up bringing the aymer. The tamtin of the yachar Shabbos. Now, if you're going to wait till after Shabbos, you're going to wait till Sunday, din says mevato mikrazeh. You're going to go Kigayim, Chal Pesach, let's say, B'Sheni B'Shabbos, for example. Let's say, Pesach would come out on a Monday, the Losavi Aymer, of the Yachar Shabbos. You're not going to bring it according to them, according to the Baisusim.
You're going to wind up coming to the last day of Pesach. That's the only time it's going to become available to you. You won't have six. So what is the telling of Enochamu? Okay, it's in Matzah that there's going to be a problem of Chadosh. Because it's Chadosh. Shiva Mirachadosh Atayachol Yaichla. Mirachadosh, you'll be able to eat it if you go and you bring the Iber. Shisha Mirachadosh Miyam Abiyachem Tisbrew. No, I messed it up. Good, what do you say? No, come on, say it.
What's the word?
You bring the Iber. The second day. That's if the matzah that you have before happens to be chadash, then you're going to have to come onto a heter. You have 7 days where you wouldn't be able to eat it. So the only way you'll be able to do it is to bring the Iber the second day. And now at least you'll be able to eat it six. Of course, you won't have that because they have to wait. That's a she'ia teyachal liyachla shiva mirachadash miyacha teyachal liyachla shisha mirachadash. You can eat six by bringing the yaiber.
And then
he goes back. Yeah, miyaim ha miyachem tisbru yachal yitzar viyavi. How do we go about, what's the process of going about bringing the Eimer? Here we have the following. Miyayim HaViyachem, from the day you bring the Eimer, Tisperu, you count starting that day. Yachal, now what's the Seder adverb? Yachal Yitzer V'yavi, maybe you harvest it, and you bring it. V'yayim HaSashi Yitzer Yisbu, you start counting, maybe start counting afterwards. You start counting from that day that you harvest with the sickle.
Before the
Havoyim. Alright, so that you harvest and you count. What about the actual Hava of the carbon? You do that afterwards. You do afterwards. Maybe you wait a while. You wait however long you want to wait. Talmud Leibar, no. Miyayim HaBiyachem, from the day you bring it, when you bring it, Miyayim HaBiyachem Eseber HaTrufa. From that day, Miyayim HaBiyachem. Miyayim HaBiyachem, Yachal Yitzhar V'yisbar V'yavi V'yayim. Maybe you do, that's what you do. Maybe you harvest, you count, and you bring it that day. We bring the Avi B'yayim. Tabat Leimar Sheva Shabbosais Tamimais Tiyena. Emasai Atamaitzei Sheva Shabbosais Tamimais. When do you have exactly 7 days? Mizman Shatamaskil Limnais Mibarev. That's the Havamina. What we had was that I might have thought, what does Gemara think? Yitzar, v'yispar, v'yavi, v'yayim. Maybe you do the whole thing v'yayim. You do the whole thing v'yayim. Tabad Leimer, no. Sheva Shabbosos to me, Mr. Yena. When do you do it? Sheva Shabbosos to me, Mishman Shata Maskiel, Lidlais, Mibarev. That's when you count at night. Shows, when do we count to me? What is it called? You do it. The beginning of it, is there a difference? The beginning of the night or the night? Yachal yitzar v'yavi v'yisbar v'alayla. Maybe you do the whole thing at night. Maybe you harvest it. Maybe you bring the carbon and you count that night. There's a carbon. It will be different than any other carbon. You usually, of course, you have yitzar v'yisbar. Maybe you don't have that.
Talmud Leimar B'yayim HaBiyachad. Okay, so what do you do here? What is the right Seder Advar? Tzira Usfira B'layla. B'hava B'yayim. And the Hava takes place B'yayim, and that's Lafuke, the other possibilities.
Hava
means
to bring it at night?
The Hava means to bring it at night. It's a matir. We have this, a Suffolk Makhlal. It's a kind of a carbon, is this. It's a unique kind of a carbon. It's there as a matir only. Not there as a for a ritzui. It's there for a matir. Remember, we had all the dinim that we had Shalom Lishma, whether what kind of a does it has the same dinim or not. Amar Rava, kul hu is lahu pircha. All the cases that we had, or all the rayas that we had lafuki the baisusim, we could have a pircha on all the rayas. Bar bitarti tanoi basrai, maybe basvita kabaisa, maybe basvita basraisa. Except for the last ones of the brises that we brought. They are different than Leslu Bircha. Why? Even in Rayan Rav Yechonah ben Zakkai, should we go with Rav Yechonah ben Zakkai? What did Rav Yechonah ben Zakkai said? Remember when he had this debate
7 weeks
with the Zakkid that he had, so he said what?
7 weeks, 50 days.
Remember he said, Remember in the Gemara before on the top of Amud Beis. Even that was a Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai.
Don't we
have been rejecting that now? Yes, because it's no raya. Even Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, the Abaya, maybe what it's coming to tell us is a different thing over there. When it says, maybe it's coming to tell us, Abaya, it says, mitzvah lebim di yaymi, mitzvah lebim di shmui. That's all. It's not a stira. Wait, you got them there. Well, it's coming to tell us two separate things. The mitzvah tishbru chamishim yayim is telling me it's the din of sfira of days. Now, when it says after that, it says shiv sheva shabbosas tamimos diyeda, which implies the way we thought. That means you start counting from Sunday, the complete week. How do you count a complete week? You don't start a complete week from Wednesday. You start a week from Sunday. But it's not like that. That's not what the point here is. It's coming to tell you that when you count, you have to count weeks, but besides days. Mashmos over here is, and it's big machlaikis that we have here also, who holds mitzvah, the mitzvah, the mitzvah, the mitzvah, the shmui, and because maybe they're two mitzvahs, like the shita of the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that the Rabbeinu Yerucham tells us there's two mitzvahs, one to count days, one to count the weeks, both to the rises. In Taryan, not like the Rambam, who holds that they are just pratim of the same, the overall mitzvah of Svira, that pratim, but they are subsumed under the main mitzvah of, that's called Svira Soimer. Maybe according to the Rambam, it's like Kriya Shema. Maybe according to the Rambam, it's like the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Beinu Arbayim. Tyrus Shel Shachar, Tyrus Shel Shachar Beinu Arbayim. Where the Rambam, this is Zmanim, there are different things to do. The Rambam always subsumes it under one basic heading. I'm saying it there, Lafukin Ramban. Kriyashma Shalash Shachris, Kriyashma Shalarvis. Is that one or two mitzvahs? The Ramban holds it's two mitzvahs, the Rambam holds it's one. Tabit Shal Shachar, Tabit Shabedo Abayim. These are two Chalakim, according to the Rambam, the same mitzvah. And Tabit Shal Shachar, Tabit Shabedo Abayim. According to the Rabban, they're two separate mitzvahs. According to the Rambam, there's one. So over here, the Rambam holds, I don't know, maybe it could be over here, it is Lashitosei also. Here, the Rambam holds that it's all one mitzvah. The pratim of a mitzvah are all subsumed. They don't take up a separate number in the minion of Taryad.
So if you make one day, you don't count weeks?
No, that could be, that could be, yeah. According to the Rabbi Yerucham, it's not like that. There's a reason to be mechalach also maybe b'zman hazeh, because whether or not it's tali, which daughter is tali really in the Eimer, or it's not tali in the Eimer, is the mitzvah of yamim tali in the Eimer, or is the mitzvah of weeks tali in the Eimer? Wait for that. Even Rabbi Lezer, for Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Lezer, Rishul, remember we have, yeah, the Gemara before there, remember it says, Shom Rabbi Lezer, Shom Rabbi Lezer, Oimer, Reino Tzarech, Harehu Oimer, Tisbar Lach, Tzvira Tloye Bebezden, Shehem Yoydin Lechadesh, Mimachach, Mimachorus HaShabbos, Mimachorus Yontus, Yontus Shabbos Bereshus, that's the limud that they made. Let me be sure. We might be on the Frisian coin, we might be on the Fachron coin. We might be on the Shabbos, how do you know what is going on? The Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Seira, Les Lahu Percha. On the other hand, we have, later on, the ones that are brought afterwards, Rabbi Shmuel says, Amra Teira Havei, Oimer Bepesach, Shnei Alecha Manseres, Malahalan Regal, Tchilas Regal, here also, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, "Never Shabbos Lebayla, but Never Shabbos Lebata." Malahalon Regel Tchilas Regel. These are therefore the same thing that when it says the Regel Tchilas Regel, it's going to be Regel Tchilas Regel by the Eimer also. Even Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Hava Mina Dil Macham Shen Levad Mehanishita. Remember the Gemara at the end of Amid Beis. Towards the bottom where it brings Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. See the bottom? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Oimer, Eino Tzarech, Harehu Oimer, Tisperlach, Habisha, Chamech Tisperlach, Svirically in the Basin, Yatsa Shabbos Bereshis, that the Svira is the Vesna. Yatsa Shabbos Bereshis, Svirasa Mechaladam, I mean. Chazes Mechaladam. Even Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Say me by the beyond the Frisian Kai. Rabbi Yossi himself, when he came and he suggested this, what he said, remember, he's the one. Go ahead and be biting. Which one it is? How can he possibly tell? He's on Shabbos. Beyond. And then he said another thing. Beyond. Never Shabbos. Lamatam Shabbos. Lamahai. Lamal. Halim. Recham. Chilas. Rego. Here also you have the same thing. So he, why did he have to give another reason? He gave another reason because he understood the weakness of the first one. The Yimid of Yunitza, like he says, Nami Chazi Lepechav, Hadid Chalav Arviyayit. And that's why he said tonight to bring another Haychacha, that when it says, Mimachras HaShabbos, it means from the Machras of Yontif, it does not mean the Machras of Shabbos Kodesh. Doesn't mean Sunday, the day following Saturday. It means Mimachas, the Shabbos of Yontif.
I mean, the arguments could actually happen to Bais Yisrael, or is this a rabbi what? Debating what they could have said?
Yeah. What do you mean? What?
Is this a record of their arguments?
This around, yeah.
The Bais Yisrael were actually...
No, not they say that. It doesn't mean they had the direct encounter with them.
We could have said
yeah.
I don't know what the Bais Yisrael
meant. Yeah. Gufa, Amar Abaye. Mitzvah lebim di yaydi, mitzvah lebim di shvui. Now, we learned what? What did we say? We just brought before, where it says, chamishim yayim, and it says, shiva shvuas tisbalach. Right? That's what we just had before. And we brought this, in two mitzvahs, this is a one mitzvah, whatever it is, where Abaye said before, mitzvah lebim di yaydi, mitzvah lebim di shvui, the rises. And now what? Rabbanu Devei Rabashi, Mani Yemi Umani Shvui, they counted both. Amemar, Bani Yoimi v'lo Bani Shvui. And Amemar, on the other hand, counted days. He did not count weeks. Omar Zechel HaMikdashu. And he said the reason is because Bizman HaZeh, there is no mitzvah d'oraisa. The whole thing is only Zechel HaMikdash. And therefore, he wasn't in impose such chumras of doing the weeks also. So Rashi over here comes and says, Rabbi Yaisi Nabi Chosi Lepircha, Amemar Mani Yaimi, Velo Shmui. Omar, he said, Haimin Yada da Hashta, Lam Chayvahu. The Chiv, the do it now, is not to say Chayvahu. To let go Eimer. The reason is because there is no carbon no Eimer. Elozechal Amigdash Bialbahu, Hilchach Biyaymi Sagi, therefore Biyaymi it will be enough. That's the reason. Biyaymi Sagi, therefore you don't have to be so bach. And Amemar Zemar, Yavi Lomari Shvui, he said the Zechal Amigdash. Now, so what are Rabbayahu? Mitzvah Biyaymi also. Does he argue on that? Or he agrees that's Rabbanan. And we have, of course, the big machlokes from Rishonim. Rav hold that it's the Rabbanan. The Rabbam holds it's the Raisa. Bizman HaZeh, of course. Sfiras HaOmer, that the Rabbam holds it's the Bizman HaZeh. It's also the Raisa. It's not totally Dafke, the Karban HaOmer. As opposed to the sheet of the Rav Rishonim, who holds that it's the whole thing is only a Tchad HaZechal HaMikdash. And now, of course, what is it? Now, of course, in the lovedness of what the mitzvah is, we have here the Rabbeinu Tam with the Mahag, and how many is it that we look at it, and maybe it's one of the things maybe we'll talk about maybe in Yom Tov, by the way, in the past, we certainly have spoken about it on Yom Tov, and do we look at it every day as its own mitzvah of counting, or we don't look at it every day, so maybe it's one big mitzvah of 49 parts, maybe it's one mitzvah with 49 parts. Is one ma'akiv the other? Or is it not ma'akiv the other? The Reino Talmud, the Mahag. And what happens if you b'meila, if it's one mitzvah, let's say you missed one day. So what here, you're not going to have the mitzvah. If you're not going to have the mitzvah, so how would you be able to do it? Maybe if you hold, you miss one day and you still could do it. The pashtus of our Tosfos is, you would even be able to make a bracha. Why would you be able to make a bracha? Maybe say the bracha because each one is its own mitzvah, perhaps. On the other hand, that's like this Tosfos. Doesn't say you would add a bracha. Tosfos Megillah is not like that. Tosfos Megillah brings the Shita of the Mahag and says that you really, you miss one day, you are able to do it afterwards without, well, you have to do it without a bracha. It shows what kind of a pshara is that. What do you mean? If you have the mitzvah, so do it. If you don't have the mitzvah, so don't do it. What's this thing? If you miss one day, you do it, but you do it without a bracha. What is that? And smashma from Tosfos, because we have different cheshbonos in the sex fakers, why you do it. But Tosfos is going in the Mahag himself, without sex fakers, without cheshbonos of the Mitzar of Shitas. Can you get the Shita of the Mahag itself? Why would it be like that? And what exactly is the mitzvah that it should warrant such a thing? If you take a look just at the very end of the Tosfos, where we see it like this, I list four lines of the long Tosfos. I pasak b'halachas gedolus. There's another sack of the halachas gedolus. She behisik yom echad v'lo safar, and you didn't count at all. Shuv eino sofer. Should the bite tamimus. The Mahag holds, if you didn't say that at all, you didn't do it the following day. You mabish missed the entire day. 24 hours. Ein pasek malachas gedailus. She mehivsek yayim echad. V'loi safar. Shuv ein a cipher. Then you can't do it at all. Mishuv the boy tamimus. The reason is because you need tamimus. But Tamer Gedailahi.
Stop counting at all.
You stop counting. You can't count. If you count, you missed day number 30, so you finished. What are you counting after? This is day number 31, 32. You missed 30, and you missed the count, so it's bumped on the whole count.
Was it a bracha lebatala until now?
Now, so what will happen, so what would happen according to this? Pashas, you would say that all the brachas until then were brachas lebatala? Maybe you would say, yeah.
According to
Tyson,
the
is by the son of law. Yeah, well, and now, so that Tyson says, what Tyba Gedaila he? The law he what's the Tyba Gedaila? The Tyba Gedaila, does he mean Tyba Gedaila because they're separate mitzvahs? It's not one big mitzvah like the Bahag. According to the Bahag, so and the Bahag needs beer also, according to the Bahag. Well, why is it, behold, that you're able to do that? Then, you know, but you're able to do it, so why at least make a bracha? Why shouldn't it be like that? Yeah.
If there's a tzaddik of the saiser, there's no mark to make a bracha.
Yes.
So you should say the same thing here.
Maybe you'll forget.
No, but over there, forgetting, he's not worried about forgetting. There he's afraid she's going to be see Dom. No question of forgetting. Over there, she's going to see Dom. It'll be Slicer. And she sees Dom, so it's the whole thing is she's not ready to count. She's not ready to do a sphere because she might see Dom. But as counting, that's what he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be Zoyer to remember the counting. And there is not Tully. It's not Tully in her. Not Tully in her what she's going to. Not Tully in her remembering anything. So it's about she's going to see Dom to be Slicer or not. No, these will be mechalik in that.
What's the relationship between Omer and counting at the carpet? And is it only the day?
No, maybe it could be a maramakim. Maybe it's just a point of reference, the carbon. Or maybe it's like a counting from the carbon to play off. Let's say you hold like the Rabbah. You hold like the Rabbah. So it's Mizbanazeh, it's the Raisa. It's the Raisa, Mizbanazeh, you didn't bring the carbon. So it's not totally in the carbon.
What's the point of counting?
Not totally, carbon's a barabakim. Right, it's a, you want a simon, it's a simon. Like, almost, it's like, it's another way of saying the night of the 15th. You don't have to have matzah barab before papaya. You don't have to have matzah barab before, you don't have to have the carbon away from papaya. So it's a barabakim. Eichadabi. You can hear not like that. The Ramban, you see, is not like that. Maybe over there, it's B'shal She'esh Matzah Mar Menachah B'Fanecha means you have to have the Matzah Mar Menachah B'Fanecha. Maybe you have to have the Karban Oemer also. And what does that tell you on? Reb Chaim learns that it's going to be telling you when the Yom Kedusha B'Shay the Kitcha L'Shay the Kitcha L'Asad Lava. If you hold that there is, it means it's his mind now of bringing the Karban Oemer. You're supposed to bring the Karban Oemer. And you could bring the Karban Oemer. It's Kedusha, has if you Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel, Shaita Mekitchel, Lots and Lova, you should bring it. And, Bakriven Afa Mishayn Bias. Or maybe it's not. Why? Well, you know, because maybe Afa Mishayn Bias, maybe it's just an option. Maybe it's not. Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, yeah. Maybe you can do it, but you don't know Chiv to do it. These are the Dvarim that we have, that are going to be told on.
So why
did
it's
meaning of the suffer.
Even though he holds that it's the rice of his man, I said, I've never heard of it.
Well, you mean if it's only a baramakum?
Right.
It's a bring of the Iber, you mean? Well.
But they did start from that. I understand.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I would, even though it wasn't.
I mean, the beginning of the Taismas deals again with this other machlekes again. The dinim that we have by the sphere, I mean, let's just quickly at the very beginning of the Taisvis, near on the let's say by, you go and you do it in the Zman of Ben Ashmashis, where it's a Zman Sufik Lail or not. Near on the Sufik Hashecha, Yachal Levarach. He holds that by Sufik, Zman Ben Ashmashis. You're able to be Mavarach, the Ein Tzarech Lahamtin. You don't have to wait till it gets Vadei Lail. Why? It's the suffix to Rabbanin, according to this. Achehei Bade Lila came and choose fake in the Rabbanin. Why? Because Mizmanazeh holds it to Rabbanin. Beyond, I mean, the afilu beyond, samach lechashecha, on it, mishum tamimis, kini arbeinan liyel. He says, beyond, I mean, the afilu beyond, samach lechashecha, it's better, al tamimis. Thus, the way Tosfos is learning, it's a better mila tamimis, the earlier you do it. When the Rambam brings it, the Rambam also brings it to tamimis.
But only to do it
by Lila. You don't have to do it. There's nothing if you do it at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Let me just wait to wrap up. We have over here, one second. Oh, one second.
You don't always do it that way.
Mitzvahs I say, least bar shemesh abosses to be mice. B'yayim habos, I'm a shenem, as my little buchas on Shabbos. L'mitzvah lim nice hayyamim with the shvuas, shenem ar, b'tisuk rachabi shenyayim. L'mitchilas hayyayim. Now, you do it by Lila. L'mitchilas hayyayim, b'ayinim. You do it from, listen to this. L'mitchilas hayyayim, b'ayinim. Lefikach, by the Malayla. Laila is Tchilas Hayayim. Wait, Tchilas Hayayim, therefore you do it by Laila. Wait, by Tchilas Hayayim, by the Lefikach, you by the Malayla, Mileo Shisha Asar Benesim. What do you mean? Should do it in Tchilas Hayayim? Even that he doesn't say you do. You don't, you do it by Laila because of the din, you have to do it because of Tmimus. Mitzvah Limais, Tchilas Hayayim, by the Mitzvah leib nais hayyam ebi mashuas, because it says, tisbrucha bishim yayim, umitchilas hayyam mainim. What's called tchilas hayyam? Lila. Not the first, not the beginning of the Lila. Not earlier, the earlier part you do it. But now also it's called tamimus, you do it by Lila. And that's the machlaikas that we have over here also. Shachach. Now that we have to try to learn this also. Shachach v'lomana by Lila. By the v'yayim. Why? B'yayin b'yayin mela ma'ubad. Now, what's this thing about b'yayin b'yayin? B'yimana b'yushev yatsa. If he did it b'yushev, he's yaitza. But if he, but the mitzvah is to do it by lie, the mitzvah is to do it ma'umad. Now, when he says,
I thought to be missed if he counted in the morning.
But now when he says, mitzarech levarech, b'chol laila. What would the Rambam hold that got me doing it behind? Bashmal said the Rambam is that you would not do it behind. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to do it to bring Mavarech b'chol Laila. So on the one hand he holds, yet you're Mavarech every night. Bashma, you don't do it by Laila. On the other hand, what does he hold? When you do it behind, what's the point of doing it behind? Is that the key of my mitzvah? Or is it just to make sure that there's the cheshbon is not lost and you'll be able to do it the next night?
Yeah,
well, that'd be enough. See, that's the shaila. Is it enough to have the tamimus, to do it because of the tamimus, even though you don't have the mitzvah? For example, let's say you did it in a way, where you won't have the mitzvah, where you did it b'yayim, is that like you didn't do it? For example, we have different examples of this. Let's say you wrote it down in a letter. So you weren't b'kayim the mitzvah, you didn't do it b'dibur. Is it called that you lost cheshbon? Or is it not called you lost cheshbon? The Rambam saying over here, when you do it b'yayim, you have to do it ma'umad.
It's not really.
The parents is, obviously, he holds, that's part of the Maisa Mitzvah. You do it beyond, so now the Shaila is. So if you see it's part of the Maisa Mitzvah, when you do it ma'umid, why is it that you don't make the bracha? He says the bracha, you only do it because you do it by Laila. The brachas you make by Laila. Not beyond. In the other hand, you tell me, but we do it beyond, you have the Maisa Mitzvah because you have to do it ma'umid. Let's say the Rambam would have held, if you keep the cheshbon, there's a case like a chesam sefer or a night of Yehuda, different cases, even is a tali if it's trichas kavod or not. Let's say you hold mitzvahs are tzrichas kavana, and you mentioned that you didn't do it l'shem mitzvah, but you said during the day, yes, the 31st day of the Omer. You weren't doing it l'chavet, so you don't have the mitzvah. On the other hand, you didn't, in that day you lost the cheshbon. I kept the cheshbon, I even told people it's the 31st day of the Omer. I forgot, I didn't remember that I last night I forgot to count it. Is that called a bittul? And am I able to go the next night and do it? The ability to continue counting, is it because it has to be every night part of the Kiyum HaMitzvah? Or you can count as long as you didn't lose cheshbon for a day. You have cheshbon for a day, but it doesn't necessarily need a Maisa HaMitzvah. And from a rayas that we see over here, from the Rambam, Maisa you need an Amida. From other Rishayim, also the Goyin is a Goyin of Bir Agra, who's toilet, whether you hold in that case, with Tzrichas Kavana, right? Tzrichas Kavana. You see that the Goyin held that he has to have a Maisa Kavana, and others are not like this. That's the big Shaila, the Lumbness that we have. These are the Yadim that we have spoken about in the past. One has a very, very nice, who puts it together. Rebellion Baruch Finkel, Zecha Tzadik Levracha, has a Kuntris, and Sfiras Weber is included in that, had a lot of Havana from that, from his piece. But he has to get together with him on Pesach. He was to come here on Pesach. And we used to get together, we had to just have a good time. Okay. Huh? What? You know what it was?
Is that the one with the Parkinson?
No, that was Rav Nosson Tzvi. No, that was Rav Nosson Tzvi, the Rashi. He was he was come here Pesach. We used to get together and it was a very nice thing. Okay. All right, so here we have again, and it shows how we learn it. It's a Raisa, the Rabbanit, or not. These are a couple of the highlights of what we have. Maybe comes Yantip, maybe we'll talk more about this. Yeah. I have a whole list of things. Yeah, okay. Especially now with Menachos, the contrast between the chametz with my mincha, with chametz, and with matzah is this. Yeah, I have to make some time for davening. Or, yeah. Okay. Now, what did they do? By the Seder, we're going to have to make sure that 5-year-olds, you know, they're better bone up. Right. Sorry. Yeah. Cuts room and bekupis. Okay, yeah. What did they harvested them and they put the barley in boxes. Hey, viyula zara, and then what happened? They brought it into the Azara.
Was there any Kedushas HaGuf at this point? Nothing.
Right? Nothing. No Kedushas HaGuf yet. No Hayuma Havavin Isa Ba'ur. They would toast it in a fire. And see how? Kedei L'kayim by Mitzvah's Kali. In order to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of having it toasted. Divrei Reb Meir. Vachami Maimrim. Before they did that, they would go and they would take reeds and stems, and they would beat the stalks so that they should be able to release the kernels from the husks. What happens? The kernels are locked into the husks. So what they would do is, the point of beating it is, it discharges the kernels from the being locked into the husks. And they would beat it. Then what? They should like spy. Oh, so that, the reason why they did it was soft things, that they shouldn't crush it. That's why they used stems and reeds. They wouldn't use sticks. And then what? Now, still the oven, Avuv. They would put it into a pipe, a copper pipe. The Avuv, and they would have holes in the pipe. This way, it's important to have the holes. The Avuv, Ayamadukim, Kineshehehor, Shelet, Mikulo, in order to have the flame, the heat coming from the flame to be sure there should be a good, do a good job toasting it. That's how they would toast it. Shatuma Azara, and then what happens? They would spread out the barley in the Azara, and they would let the wind go and blow on it, and then they put it into the grinder, to the millstones. The grusa shall, like Rechayim shall grusa is Chayim that was made for the kernels, behotzil mimenu, and then they would take out from it any sarin, chumenupe, bisholoshesre napa. They would take the amount, how much would they take? 3 saw, 5 saw, depending on the first Mishnah. Chumenupe, bisholoshesre, and then they would sift it 13 times. Ashar, the rest of it, would be redeemed from Hegdash. And everybody would be able to eat it. The chayim b'chala, and then they would take it. There would be chayim b'chala. Upatamina b'aiser, Rabbi Kiva b'chayim b'chala v'aiseris, and he was b'chayim b'chala v'aiseris. And the fact that we'll see why he was b'chayim, even though it's coming from Hegdash, but Alpha became his b'chayim and shumis u'maisris for some other reason, which we'll have to see about. And that's the Seder Advarim of what happened. Tadar Abadet, Avuv, no, Aviv, Ze'aviv. It means what? The Aviv before Rashi says the Reish is the beginning of the series. Pardon me? Chaydash Av, yeah, but it refers not to the month, no. It refers over here, the Reish is Kotzir. It means the first harvest that we have. Koloi, the Eish, that's to be toasted. Belabi Chay Yisrael Bahava Vinasab Eish, Kinei Lekai Mitzvah Skali Diver Abneir. Bechami Baimer. And then Rabbanim said, Ein Ur Lashen Koli. The word Ein Ur, the word we use it where they use a fire, is not the Lashen of Koli. What does Koli mean? We were saying that it means what? Toasted. No. Ela Dabar Acher. What's the Dabar Acher? Means about Kolio. It means something which is, Rashi over here says, Aino Lashna Lashan Acher. Ibu Mahavamid Aysel Mamish Be'or, it's not Nikra Koli. Dabar Kolio, the Kleena Chesh is Kolo. What is it? It's something which is a Kli, a copper Kali, which is shiny.
Well,
yeah, what it means, what we're talking about, when we talk about the Lashon Koli. Yeah, it's just what is the word, what does the word mean? Is it referring to the copper pipe, or is it referring to the kernels or what you do with it? One is that it's Koli, toasted. The other one is the Kali that's used to do the toasting is one which is shiny. And it doesn't make a difference with what they did. It's just going to make the translation here for this word. Kolo ha-ketzad, ha-ketzad, avuv, shal-kloyis, ha-yashav. They would have this pipe. And, by the way, you know, we had it, the term itself we have from Sukkah, you know. What's a flute? The avuv, the talked about the din of ikashir b'peh, ikashir b'kli. They would have the avuva d'maisha, right? What was that? That's the flute. It was a certain flute that they had. All right, that's the same thing. It's a pipe. It's a pipe with holes in it. Ketzer avuv shaklai yisav hayamenukim kikavra kadei she'or shalatis b'kulo. Aviv kaloi Geras. What was it? It was Aviv, it was Kaloi, and it was Geras. Okay? Now, Avi Adayim, Aviv, Kaloi, where do you put the comma here? In the Pusik. Here, what do you do over here? We have it in Emma, where it says, well, good old Aviv, Kaloi, Geras. Avi Adayim, Aviv, where do you put it? Do you parch it? You toast it? When it was in the pure grain, in garis kaloi, or first, or you go, you beat it into flour, not as the grain, and after it's crushed, then you toast it. Then kshuaymer ba'esh hipsikul inyan. It says ba'esh, and that's so it's mafsik the inyan over there, because the yesh comes and it's mafsik. Garis karma comes afterwards, so therefore, so the semicolon will be after
the oven
part before it gets crushed. Carmel is what? Rach ubo. The word carmel is a contraction between two words. Rach, even though it's opposite letters. It's here we have carmel chaf resh. It's resh chaf. But Carmel Ubo, the Chenhu Aimer, the Ishmael, like we find the same thing where it says, Vayavo Ishmael came Lechem, Vayavo Ishmael Lechem, Bikur, Vyesim Lechem, Selerim, the Carmel. We have Mitziklego, Vayavar, Tedla, Avi, Achelu, Vavi, Atsaklanu, Vyachalu, Vinava, Vinavehaya, the Aimer, Nis'alsa be'ehavim, Nisa, Benasa, Benale, Besameach, Benishate be'ehavim. We're always bringing the psukim where sometimes the word, it's not the direct translation, but they are rabuzim from the letters of the word to stand for other words. Like Carmel is a contraction. Here also, the word that we have, nisalsa, see the word nisalsa? What does that mean, nisalsa? Nisa, see the nun? Nisa venite, venale, see the ayin? The lamet, sa, isabeyach, venishate, biyavim. The Aimer Kinafra Nadim Ne'elsa. What is that? Naise Ayla Benishkate. The Sabbath. The Aimer Ki Yarat Hadarach Lenegdi by Bilam. Yarat is what? Yarasa Brawasa Nutsa. And that's what it's very good. Sometimes you can have the word, and the meaning of the word is a contraction. Say, Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Carmel is what? Carmole. It's a full pillow. It's like full of feathers. And therefore, that's what it means over here also. It's soft. You bring it where it's up, where it's not... It's not something which is hard. That's why we had to bring it from a close place, from the Kriven, not from Rechaikin. In other places where it would harden. It would harden because when you go from the Masai Aderech, remember that's what we had, remember. That's why you bring it from the Kriven, so that you doesn't have a lot of distance to go in contact with the cold air.
So it's moist.
It's moist, right?
Rabbi
Akiva Machayev, though, the Chal of the Viceress. That's Rabbi Akiva. You go and you take it from Hegdish, it's going to be Chayev and Chala, and it's also going to be Chayev and Viceress, ostensibly, even though the Meruach was done, the Meruach referring to the winnowing of the chaff, putting it in a pile, and then the smoothing of the pile, which is the Kamar Malacha. So, normally what we have is a chagdish. It's a reason. Meruach chagdish patters. And right here we see that Rabbi Kiva is Machayim. Omer Rav Kahana, Omer Hei Rabbi Kiva. May Ruach Hegdish Eino Poiter. If Hegdish goes and they do the smoothing of the pile, and a person will then go, and he will be pointed, he's Kayim. It does not patter. It's a Valdik Echidish. Mosim Rav Sheshes, Baisa Shalashayim Halalu, Mahayu Eisimbo. What did they do with the excess of the Isarin? Let's say they did three saw, that they were makriv, an Isarin, this here means a Siris Oefa, and what would they do with the excess, with the surplus? They would sell it, they would give an opinion. But, it says, Mahayu Eisim, Nifte Benechel Chalada, Chayim Chalada, Lebichayim Chalada, a person would go make it into a dough, Upotamin Habaisris. Rabbi Kiva Machayim Machala Uva Baisris. And Rabbi Kiva was Machayim, you make it into a dough, it's Chayim. And he's also Chayim Baisris. Umru lo. Paidemi Agizbo Yochiach. Shechayim Machala Upotamin Habaisris. What are you saying? It's Chayim Baisris. The Misa. So they tied it. What are they asking him? He didn't hold like that. Well, what do we want here? It's exactly this point of contention. He holds that it doesn't matter. So what do they want from him? Besides that, what did he say? He holds by Ruach Hegdish also patters. Why does he hold over here? It's Chayim Baisris. Because when they were magdish it, they only were magdish the sheary sarin that they're going to need. The excess never was intended to be Hegdish. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. Yeah, what happened to the prayer? Yeah. Ella, Amar Rav Yechidin. The bias was given only, it was only given for the part that was originally intended to be Hegdish.
Who
owned
it before that?
Nobody, it was Hefker.
It's Hefker, the
field. It doesn't make a difference. Either it was Hefker or it belonged to somebody else.
No, that belonged to someone.
Yeah, alright, but it means that apart from Hegdish, The part that was Hegdish, that was used, that was the Isarin. The other part remained Chulin.
So that means he got to look at that. Of course it's hard.
Yeah, but he gave, the Achid coming gave was willing to give it up anyway. The Achid was willing to give it up.
Didn't have to have Kedushas Tavim. So that was the Achid then.
No, maybe he was Mafkarin. I mean that. Maybe he was willing at. Maybe what did Hegdish want to get? They wanted to get any sarin. The other one, they weren't interested in getting. He was willing to part with the whole thing. The only thing that Hegdish originally intended that should become Hegdish is only that. What happened to the rest? Nothing. It came after.
Did they pay him?
And they paid him for it. Yeah, they did. If it came from a yachid, they would pay him. They paid him for the Yisarid part. The other part that he was willing to give up. Even he agrees it. Let's see the way Rashi says it over here. Maybe it makes it a little bit more exact. Here we have Rabbi Kiva Mechadi Shalodinu Ma'amos Hegdish El Litzayrach Lahem. See the Rashi over here? Le'isarim. Abel Ha'acher Lo Kiddish. The rest, he was not there. We're not Mechadish. Hilkach. La'am Be'ruach Hegdishu. Therefore, it's not a case of Be'ruach Hegdish. The halav kaddish, because I never got kaddish in the first place. Yeah, I never got kaddish. Alma be ruach poiter, Bacham should not need the mosu. Yeah, but Hacham should not need the mosu. Because it was never given over for that. It remained chulin. The money was given over for that which they're going to ultimately get. So Mamela, what was it? Remained chulin. That's it. All right. We'll pick it up. It's a shame here tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekaymas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.